From the Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter, beginning at the sixth verse. Then they returned to Jerusalem, and when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you visit Jerusalem today, one of the places you can see is the cenacle or upper room on Mount Zion, just outside the old city walls. On the ground floor is the site venerated by Jews as the tomb of King David. Destroyed and rebuilt several times, the present Gothic structure enclosing both the upper room and the tomb of King David dates to the 12th century. But still, a church has stood on the site since at least the 4th century, when it was known as the Church of the Holy Apostles. And there's no reason to suppose why it may not be the location mentioned in today's reading from Acts, where the apostles stayed in Jerusalem during the days of our Lord's death, resurrection, and ascension. Tradition identifies the cenacle or upper room as the location of the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday of at least two of our Lord's resurrection appearances to his disciples, and as the location of the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, which we shall celebrate a week from today. What sort of place then was this upper room? Well, in biblical Palestine, houses were generally built one story high with flat roofs accessible by exterior staircases. The roof was the location of many and varied activities. During the heat of summer, people would often sleep on the roof where it was cooler than in the enclosed spaces below. Sometimes also, people would pitch tents on their roofs. Those with larger houses might even erect makeshift shelters. Eventually, these light structures became, in effect, second stories. When guests came to stay, they might literally be put up in one of these dwellings, where the outside staircase allowed them free access. And hosting a meal or party, one might seat one's guests upstairs in one of these rooftop pavilions. It seems likely then that when our Lord and his disciples came to Jerusalem, they received guest accommodation in just such a space. The room must have been fairly large to accommodate them all, as well as to provide the setting for the Last Supper. According to Catholic tradition, moreover, the upper room or cenacle was in effect the first Christian church. By the way, the word cenacle comes from the Latin cenaculum, which means something like dining room or dining hall. And my Latin dictionary notes that in ancient Rome, such rooms were usually located in the upper floors of houses. In our reading from Acts, Luke records that after our Lord's ascension, the 11 apostles returned to the upper room. And after listing them by name, he adds, "All these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." Before his ascension, Jesus told the apostles that after the Holy Spirit would come upon them, they'd be his witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. But in the meantime, they must remain in the city, remain in Jerusalem, until they're clothed with power from on high. Thus, the interval between Ascension and Pentecost becomes a time of waiting and prayer. The apostles have just completed one phase of activity, of being with the risen Lord and of receiving his teaching and instruction for the 40 days after his resurrection. Now they're about to embark on a whole new phase, namely their mission as the church to the world, impelled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. But Pentecost doesn't happen right away. There's an in-between time, a time perhaps to try to begin to absorb all that's happened and to get ready as far as humanly possible for what comes next. Notice also the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary with the apostles during this time of waiting. Yesterday, the Saturday after the Ascension, is kept in some places as the Feast of Our Lady, Queen of Apostles. And yesterday here in this cathedral, we had a wonderful celebration of Our Lady for the annual Mass of the Society of Mary, of which I serve as an officer. The title, Our Lady, Queen of Apostles, invokes the image of Mary praying together with the apostles in the upper room. According to Catholic tradition, again, Our Lady's prayers during this period were instrumental in obtaining for the apostles the graces they would receive from the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. The apostles gather in the upper room to watch, wait, prepare, and pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The upper room thus symbolizes for us all the in-between times of our lives, the times of waiting and preparation, the times of transition. And for the past 2 years, I have been privileged to exercise the ministry of interim priest, first in one parish and then in another. And it's really wonderful to sort of walk with a community during their time of transition, their time of leaving the previous phase of their life together as a community behind, and of preparing and waiting with some degree of fear and trepidation for whatever is coming next. Today also marks my 35th wedding anniversary. And 2 weeks from tomorrow marks the 30th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. Before ordination, bishops, priests, and deacons often undertake a silent retreat, a time to go apart, to reflect and pray in preparation for receiving the Holy Spirit's gifts for ordained ministry. The Church's spiritual tradition similarly recommends such a time apart for those about to receive the other sacraments of initiation and vocation, namely holy baptism, holy confirmation, and holy matrimony. By extension of the same principle, it's not a bad idea at the other times of transition in our lives, such as preparing to move, graduate, take on a new job, or retire, as again I will be doing in 2 months' time. In all these ways, we follow the example of the apostles who retreated to the upper room for a season of prayer before commencing their mission out in the world as the church. Just as the upper room became the first Christian church, so this cathedral of All Saints is an upper room for all of us who gather here, the place where we share the sacred meal that Christ instituted at the Last Supper, the place where we meet the risen Lord in his word and sacraments, the place where the Holy Spirit descends to empower us for Christ's mission in the world. One of my favorite hymns is number 305, Come, Risen Lord, and deign to be our guest, properly set to the tune Rosedale by Leo Sowerby. Its second verse begins, We meet as in that upper room they met. We do well then, always, to be faithful in returning here to this upper room, so that like Our Lady and the Apostles, we may devote ourselves to prayer for the coming of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.